Now we turn to a guy who, in the next coming days, will be talking about September call-ups, perhaps. And his name is the manager, or Jarrett Sandberg, the manager of the Durham Bulls. Jarrett, thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We were just talking about Eni Romero and his evolution. You went through this as a player where you're waiting, at the end of August, early September, whether you're going to get called up or not getting called up. I'm sure it's difficult as a player. How is it as a manager when you're trying to make sure guys are focused on what's most important now?
Yeah, I've had many conversations with a couple of the players just regarding them, or just telling them that they need to focus on baseball and playing baseball and not worry about the business side of things. If and when that call-up will happen, whether it's for the first time or the player is going to go back up that's already been up there. So, yeah, it's about trying to finish the season for the player and stay focused on the task at hand, because it can be very distracting when you're trying to worry about that business side or getting back or getting to the major leagues. And it can really take away from what they're trying to do here.
One guy who was recently called up and then came down is Richie Schaefer. How has he fared since he's gone back? I know the numbers look reasonably good overall.
You know, if a player is going to be sent down, Richie's done exactly what you want him to do. He came down the day after he was sent down. He came down with an incredible attitude. He came down with, you know, unbelievable focus and determination. And he came down here to work on a few things, whether it was, you know, defensively and some aggressiveness in the strike zone, swinging the bat, and he's done all that. He's put up great numbers. He's barreled a lot of balls, and he's going to help the big league ball club hopefully here soon.
I think a lot of people are excited, too, about a guy who hasn't been called up in Blake Snell, and I know he's going today, and so far so good at the AAA level. What has impressed you most as he continues to do this start after start?
I think it's the maturity. You know, he's matured a lot since I've had him over the last couple of years, and I think the confidence that he has as well. But all those things go together, you know, as far as him having the success this year. So he knows he can go out there and take over and dominate a ball game. I think the curveball has really helped him this year. But, you know, for him maturing the way he has and the confidence that he has, you know, he's put together an incredible season, and he's put himself in some elite status as far as some of the numbers that he's put up and what he can do on the mound. He's grown a lot the last couple of years, and he's only 22 years old. But this guy, I mean, you go out to take a mound visit, you talk to him in between innings, and you know, he's talking about, you know, that's never gonna, you know, I'm not gonna go up a run. You know, bases loaded in Norfolk a couple outings ago, and there's one out, and I think Kyle Snyder went out to the mound, and Blake said, I got this. I'm going to strike them both out, and he struck them both out. But he's got some solid confidence about him, but it's not like ego or arrogance where it's, you know, putting people off. It's just he knows that he's better than everybody else right now.
Matt Moore has been in the spot that Blake was in and obviously excelled in 2011, now working his way back from Tommy John. I know his numbers have been much better since being sent down. What's the biggest difference you've seen since before he went to the big leagues off Tommy John on rehab and now coming back?
Matt Moore has been a pleasure to be around when he came down here. You know, he optioned down here. He could have come down with, you know, a bad attitude or whatever, and he's had a smile on his face every single day. He's been engaging in conversation, and you know, he was looking for a little bit of confidence. He was looking for, you know, to build a little more arm strength and put a little more velocity on the fastball, and he's pitched towards some goals, and I mean, he's dominated since he's been down here. The velocity's gone up, you know, up to 94. He's pitching the strike zone with the four-seam fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. You know, he had the 16 strikeout performance two starts ago, and he's been awesome. And he's kind of taken, you know, the younger pitchers that we have here and some other pitchers and even some of the position players, you know, kind of under his wing. And I think he's really helped Blake Snell in that sense as well. But Matt's come down here and pitched extremely well for us, and it's been awesome to see.
Well, it's great to hear, and hopefully he and some others are going to contribute mightily in September. Jarrett, best of luck the final week of the season, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Neil.
That's Jarrett Sandberg, manager of the Durham Bulls. Right now, let us pause for station identification. You're listening to the Rays Baseball Network.